Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's going down. I'm yelling timber.
0-1 pitch. Elko on the drive up the middle. And that's going to do it. Corey Lee scores. A walk-off for the rookie, Tim Elko. The Sox will split this four-game series against the best team in Major League Baseball. How about that?
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Oh, it is a big day today in Chicago because there is word out now that the Chicago Sports Network and Comcast today announced a carriage agreement that will bring CHSN, the exclusive television home of the Chicago Blackhawks, Bulls, and White Sox, to Xfinity customers across the Chicago area.
Yes, a big deal, Mully. Under the agreement, fans will be able to watch CHSN through Comcast Xfinity Ultimate TV package starting today. It is channel 200 in Chicagoland in time for fans to watch tonight's CHSN's Friday night all-access White Sox game, the Sox and Royals. You mentioned earlier the all-access games on Fridays have been a treat for Sox fans. But big picture, this is a huge day for the Chicago Sports Network. It's a great day for sports fans in the city. It just widens the reach and expands the scope of what they want to do. A lot of good people worked very long and hard on getting this deal done, and finally today it's arrived.
And we are delighted to welcome in a couple people who work long and hard. And that, of course, Connor McKnight and Brooke Fletcher from the Chicago Sports Network. They join us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Guys, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Best day.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, I got to tell you, I really think people that haven't been able to watch it are in for a treat, because I was telling Dave, we talked about this a little bit, those Friday night broadcasts are phenomenal. Not only do you have a player that is hooked up, so you got somebody giving you info, during the game they'll have someone come into the booth. I think Josh Barfield was in there talking to them one time, and he was talking about Grant Taylor before that. I think that was before they moved him away from starting pitching.
Before he was a reliever.
Yes. Yeah. But he talked about – Stoney asked him, hey, who's a potential closer in the minor league? He just talked about the guy's arm. I'm just saying, if you like the White Sox, this is the best broadcast there is, the Friday night broadcast.
Well, we really appreciate.
I have to agree with you.
Well, I should ask you first. Let's, Brooke, why don't you answer, and then we'll get to Connor. I'm supposed to be running this thing, and I can't help but babble.
He's excited, guys. Yes. He's excited.
No, well, we really appreciate that. And, you know, it's all the on-air talent and the people behind the scenes just work really hard just to, you know, put this production together. It's Chris Withers, our producer. It's kind of his baby, the Friday Night All Access, and he's just done a fantastic job. And the White Sox, we just appreciate all the access that they've given us, right? You know, the future of this organization, there's a lot of young stars on this team, and so we want to be able to give the White Sox fans an opportunity to get to know these guys. And, you know, whether it's with Josh Barfield or whether it's Marcus Thames or Ethan Katz, you know, we just want to give some insight as to what's kind of going on behind the scenes, and Friday Night All Access is an opportunity to do that.
Connor?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't say it better. I think the other cool thing that you're getting here, too, is the relationships that we get to form, that players get to form with one another, kind of put out to you. There are so many things that happen in the course of a baseball season that are kind of, you know, in the clubhouse and not talked about. And in just a little way on these Friday Night All Access broadcasts, and in sometimes a big way, you get to see those kind of relationships, how guys interact with one another, how they celebrate each other, work with each other, work on things to go ahead and try and do things like split a four-game series against the best team in baseball, the Detroit Tigers. I mean, that's the fun stuff, right? That's the secret sauce. That's how you begin to build this, and we're watching the talent come alongside it as well.
So you both have added something very special to each game's coverage, and something very different, I think. So let's start with tonight. Kyle Teal is expected to make his Major League debut. Connor, I'll ask you to answer first, and then Brooke, you can follow, because Connor, how does he fit into this mix, and what role do you expect him to play, whether it's behind the plate as a DH or a first base? And Brooke, going back to your interview with him at spring training, what kind of personality does he bring to that White Sox clubhouse as a young guy who is, you know, one of their big guys in terms of their planning for the future? Let's start with Connor.
Well, let's listen. Thanks for the tee up. Tune in for the pregame show with Chuck and Ozzie, and don't miss a minute, because I think I don't know yet. It's going to be very interesting to see. Here's a couple of things. One, Teal's played a little first. He's played a little outfield, and Will Venable has been very clear that they see him as a catcher going forward. He has also been pretty clear that three-catcher mix isn't really something they talked about a whole lot. I happen to think, and this is just, you know, if I'm building the baseball, I happen to think you probably could, with this roster currently, roll with three catchers in Corey Lee and Edgar Caro and Kyle Teal, work some things out in terms of roster flexibility. You got the DH spot. I think you could do that pretty well with the outfielders you have in the mix as well. It is also pretty true that Edgar Caro's been, you know, batting a little bit at the plate. If you want to do a swap for swap in terms of young catchers, that would be fine. Because the thing that, you know, while you've got catchers and you need time behind the plate to develop, you do have that time to develop at AAA as well. The White Sox have been using that time with Kyle Teal here. He is crushing AAA pitching, and it's entirely possible they use that the other way. I think it's catcher first going forward for Teal. How they open up that mix is going to be a fascinating thing to find out here over the next 8-9 hours.
Yeah, and to kind of go off of what Connor said there, you know, obviously what he brings to the field, but just the energy in the clubhouse. And, you know, David, I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with him during spring training, and you could get that right off the bat. You know, you hear Chris Getz talking about how much pitchers love throwing to him just because of who he is. And that's the type of energy you want from your catcher. You want a guy that you can feed off that energy, you can feed off of him and what he brings behind the dish. And so, you know, Sean Burke was even taking DJ lessons from him, you know, when he came over. And so he calls himself DJ Bass Monkey. And just, again, just what he brings to the clubhouse. Yes, this is real, guys. This is real. He does have, I guess you call it a DJ board or a mixer or whatever you want to call it. I'm not an expert here, but he does put on shows in the clubhouse. So, wow. You know, if he's up here, maybe we'll see DJ Bass Monkey make an appearance.
Wow, that's inside baseball right there.
DJ Bass Monkey.
Yeah, who knew?
This is the stuff you want to hear, right? I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's all. Hey, I'm all for it. I heard them say on the broadcast yesterday, and Connor, you can start with this one, that Josh Palacios is going to be the guy that's wired. And they were, like, very excited about it because they say that he's, like, one of the big personalities in the clubhouse. And I was kind of, like, I had to, I don't know that I've heard him talk, and I guess he went to the High School of Telecommunication Arts and Technology in his hometown of Brooklyn, New York. So maybe he's like trained for this. Can you tell me something about that guy, Connor? And should I be looking forward to this as much as they kind of teased me yesterday?
I think so. Here's the fun one. Josh Palacios is, first of all, I'm glad that we're getting him this Friday. Josh is a diehard Knicks fan. So he's had some time to get over, you know, what it was. He's good. He's ready to go. I think he dealt with the grief in the way he needs to. So that's a big thing. He and John Schriffen have really bonded over that and a common background and stuff. So you're going to get that on the broadcast as well, which is really cool. Josh is and Molly, this is like, listen, you and I worked together for a good long while. You are a walking cup of coffee, my friend. You are just in the room and firing things up. This is Josh Palacios to this White Sox clubhouse. He is a walking cup of coffee. He is high energy. He's high positivity. He's that kind of guy, the guy that keeps it light. And I think it'll be a really fun thing for White Sox fans to see, because as much as, in my opinion, with these mic'd up situations, whether they're, you know, like our Friday Night All Access or throughout the year on Major League broadcasts, you don't necessarily want the guy that's going to get, you know, in the middle of things, because you can get tightened up a little bit. Palacios lives relaxed. This dude is like an easy fit pair of jeans. This is going to be a very good thing for him and a very natural approach to the ball game.
Brooke, and this is a guy from Brooklyn. Like, this is a guy that has some swag to him. And so when you get that right off the bat as soon as you talk to him. And so he's into fashion. He's got great style. Like, you guys are going to have a lot of fun. And to what Connor was saying before, like, this is great. This is giving you access to Molly. You said you didn't think he had, you know, he was a little shy. Maybe he didn't have a big personality. So this is that opportunity for you guys to see what he's all about.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow.
Brooke, I want to compliment you yesterday after dodging the Gatorade shower with Tim Elko.
Oh, gosh.
That was very nimble. You could tell you grew up in a baseball family. But that was also the second time Tim Elko, in his short period of time as a White Sox player, had been in that situation, having a big game, having a big post-game moment. And I just wonder, when you see him come through in the clutch yesterday, a guy who, you know, was sent down, I think a lot of people wondered, oh boy, what does he have to do? I know he needed to improve on some things, but how long do you think he's here for now? Because Lenin Sosa could come back, and just does he worry about such things, or is he just here to take one day at a time, one at bat at a time, and try to improve as he goes?
Well, I think, you know, not just for Tim, but I think for all players, you can't sit there and worry about the what ifs, right? And you can't stress about that. You got to focus on the now. And I think he has a really good mindset when it comes to that. I mean, you talk to anybody in the clubhouse and on this coaching staff, you know, they light up when they talk about Tim Elko because he is a leader. And we saw that at his time at Ole Miss. You know, Kyle Teal spoke very highly of him, even in AAA, when he went back down. And I think he's just trying to be more president. He told us that, especially, you know, at the plate. He said he was maybe overthinking it a little bit. You know, he had some success. Pitchers are adjusting, so he's got to adjust back. And he, you know, the game had to slow down for him a little. So he took his experience, took it down to Charlotte, and now he's just trying to apply that when he's back up here. But, you know, he's a great guy, and I'm just really excited to see what he can do. I don't know how long. We don't know all of that, but I think he's just trying to be here in the moment, and I know the guys in the clubhouse really love having him back.
So we were talking this morning, we came on the air talking about the big news overnight, which of course was the news yesterday that Jerry will be selling the team to Justin Ishbia, not immediately, but that he will be, Justin Ishbia will be the next owner of the White Sox. And so we were kind of stuck on the idea of the long-term agreement, meaning that there will be an influx of capital infusions, I think was the term that was used in the release. So I was suggesting that, does that mean maybe payroll, maybe new players? And I was suggesting that Kyle Tucker might be the biggest name on the free agent market. Like, how quickly can they turn this around and get Tucker to switch sides?
I think that as far as it goes on a roster, I think we'll find out over the next couple of months, right? First and foremost, Kyle Tucker, as at last check, having a fantastic season, and is probably going to be the biggest free agent out there in terms of a bat. I don't see Juan Soto opting out of whatever he's got now, and he's, you know, got that whole Mets money. I think in terms of adding player payroll, this is why the White Sox have been, you know, we were talking about Tim Elko before, and not that Elko is of the prospect level of a guy like Kyle Teal, who is reportedly coming up, or even Caro or whatnot. But you got to see what these guys have and how quickly they can start producing. I was talking with a White Sox coach yesterday about how it kind of feels like this day and age, there's two modes in which prospects arrive, right? You either get smoked and see a bunch of sliders and spammed and have to adjust, or you're not quite sure how the league is going to pitch you. You get your hits, and then after 2.5 weeks, you're starting to get smoked again, and you got to make your adjustments. It feels like it's either one or the other. And I think as you go through those growing pains, you've got to give the at-bats to these players to figure out who they can become. And that's kind of the mode you're in right now. I think by and large, you're seeing a guy like Chase Mydroff, for instance, deal with that, deal with an injured list placement, learn how to play with everything you got at a given day, and you're seeing that kind of success. Finding out the ceilings of these players is not something that's going to get done, you know, from now until the end of the year. You don't find out ceilings on guys like that. Just ask Julio Rodriguez. But you can find out what sign of a floor perhaps you can set, and then you adjust from there. And I don't know that you can kind of like, you know, buttress up the rest of the ceiling with free agent money immediately, but having a succession plan in place is good. You know, just, Mo, you know, just ask the English throne back in the 1300s. That's a better plan than not.
When you guys talk literature, well, you lose me.
But I think coming off the Tigers series is a great example of an organization and where they were just back in, 2019, and how far they have come over the last 3 or 4 years. You know, it's kind of resembles of where the White Sox are now. You look at guys like Spencer Torkelson, Riley Green, you know, even Casey Mize, Tarik Skubal. Like, right. I mean, I think you could feel when we talked to Johnny Kane, who's, you know, covers the Tigers, you could feel when the shift happens and when it's the right time to bring in those right pieces. I think we're on the right track with the White Sox. And I think, you know, we're all going to know when it's the right time to bring in. But I know David's a big Kyle Tucker fan.
Oh, yeah. King Tuck.
That's why
stay
I brought
away.
It up.
Yeah, exactly. Stay away, man. Yeah. I mean, no, he's got to sign with the Cubs. He can stay in Chicago, but just on the north side. All right. So when you talk about the future, even in the present, guys, I wonder, let's start with Connor. What's going on with Luis Robert Jr.? Now it's been 3 days. He's been out of the lineup. Certainly the Sox played pretty well in that time. But when you look ahead and you start to project, where is he fitting the plans? And how different are those plans now since he's been slumping so badly?
Well, I don't think the plans are that much different. I think, you know, listen, it's the worst kept secret in baseball. This is the fact of where the roster and the organization is. I think they are looking, you know, to make a trade and have been for some time. I don't think that's any secret, right? It becomes more difficult with the way that he's played. It's been frustrating for both player and team that the results haven't been there, despite the fact that there's been a lot of work and different kinds of work, both by player and organization, to kind of iron out some of these wrinkles that have been pretty apparent at the plate. I think when you look at some of the under the hood stuff, and it's not that far under the hood, but like his walk rate is way up. He's chasing a lot less. He's also still playing great defense in center field. And when he's been on the bases, which hasn't been often enough, he's been a fantastic threat to steal second base and kind of de facto, you know, put up some slugging percentage that way, whether he's, you know, taking his walks or grabbing a single here or there, he's turning those into doubles. That's still enticing, I think, to teams. Elite center field defense, a guy that hasn't been hurt so far this year, at least not in any serious way. That's all good. There are $20 million options for this coming year and next year. And I think where the tricky part gets into conversation is the team that's trading for him. Are those desirable options or are they not? If they are, and that's based on the way he's playing, then the return is, you know, a much higher value than what it might be otherwise. That gets tricky. I don't think the near or short-term plans for player and team have changed much since, you know, 6 months ago. It just gets into a more, sticky spot when you're trying to negotiate with teams, because you have these two option years that are of nebulous value and probably going to be of differential value from the team that's acquiring to the White Sox as well.
I really like the manager. I think he makes a lot of sense to me when I hear him talk. I thought they were playing pretty well. I thought they did very well in New York, just scoring 14 runs against a team that doesn't give up a lot of runs. I know they had a big game in there. But that Baltimore series kind of stopped time for me. And part of it was Luis Robert, as bad as he was, 0 for 10 in that series, 7 Ks. But they came home, and when they moved Skubal so that he could face the Cubs today, I thought to myself, like, wow, that is about as backhanded an insult as you could give to somebody. And then the Sox end up winning that series 2-2. They crushed them in that series 2-2. And now you got the Royals coming in. If ever there was a boogeyman team, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to beat these guys. They took care of Detroit. I know it was 2-2, but it felt like they won that series. Now you got to punish the Royals somehow.
I mean, and the Royals have gotten the best of the White Sox in the past. And for some reason, we can't get over that hump. But, I mean, if there's any sort of momentum or any sort of confidence boost, it's what you said, Molly, like going up against one of the best teams, if not the best team in the league, and being able to go toe-to-toe with them and use that as some, you know, some momentum to go into this one. You know, it's, they got a guy named Bobby Witt Jr. I'm not sure if you've heard of him.
When's he a free agent?
He is a thorn in our side, I would say. So, you know, but listen, we've already faced them this season. They got a guy like Jack Caglione. Man, I'm excited just to see him. Everybody's been talking about him. So, you know, I think that we, especially in the month of May, I think you're starting to see this team turn that corner. I think this is a team that expects to win. They go in every day. They're not backing down. You saw this couple close games in this series. So, I mean, I think just we got to ride this momentum, and we'll see what we can do versus the Royals.
Great stuff, guys. Have a great time tonight. Looking forward to Friday night, all access, Sox and Royals, right on the Chicago Sports Network.
Thanks, Connor. Thanks, Brooke. See you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.